Morning, my lovelies. It is a really solemn time and a day of rejoicing and a day of celebration for a beautiful person who has left this earth and she was the perfect selfless person, always giving, always loving, always encouraging, and so many beautiful stories came out in the memorial service on Friday and Saturday. So today's Sunday. I didn't get to go to Thursday workout because I was tired. I didn't get much sleep. The whole 2 weeks, I think, since she passed, I didn't get much sleep. Now, this would be my BFF's mom. So, she brought all of her relatives over, brothers, sisters, over from the Philippines, and she was way ahead of her time in her day, and she worked really hard to get a college education and a full scholarship for hurdling, so like track and field, you know, the hurdles. And she's only 5 feet tall. So, little one hurdling, just really incredible. And just really a testament to a person of faith, a person of goodwill, a person really touched so many people's lives. And the service went beautifully. I just talked to my BFF today. And she said that she thanked me for my help. And I said, I thank you for accepting. Because when she said, I need help, I was like, yes. Because I really wanted to help. And she's not the type of person that, you know, really accepts help that much. She's very independent and very strong-willed. So when she said she needed help, I was very happy. And anyway, she had three people kind of in charge at the front, and all of them did such a wonderful job. We really worked well together and as a team, and the family, they really appreciated it. Everything went beautifully. Eulogy was just so amazingly, like, I don't know how to really say it other than full-bodied. It encompassed all of the beauty of who she was, all of her accomplishments, all of the people who were part of her life, and really, you know, excelled from her love and her giving. Such a wonderfully giving person. I even remember every time I visited, she made sure that I was well fed, even after a long Chinese banquet, I don't know, but you're just stuffed after. I really don't know how to describe it. If you haven't been to one, go to one, because it's like food after food after food after food. And then, you know, by the time like all my favorites come out, I'm pretty stuffed. I learned that pretty quickly as a little one. So I just make sure that I just have a bite of every dish, because it's just way too much if I have more than that. And I get stuffed pretty quickly. I don't know if you've ever been to dim sum, but you wonder how all those little dishes, you get so full so fast. anyway, So I actually wanted to welcome you. It's been a little while since I've recorded. I have been working out the 5 days every day. Oh, and I wanted to tell you one more story before I get into the workout. But yeah, so even when I went to visit her in the hospital, we brought food. So my BFF and I brought food for her and her I mean her mom and her dad. And so the dad kept asking me to sit down, and she kept asking me to she was gonna share her food with me. And I was like, no, that's your food. That's your food. It's for you. Thank you. She was just so sweet all the time, and really, really sweet people. And the father is going through dementia, and it's just really hard. So I think it's they've been married for over 50 years. I think it had actually been 52 years. Oh goodness. So yeah, they're really gonna be watching him. And then they have a sister that they're watching over too. And lots of prayers for them and their family. But I'm so glad that everything went well. That's what we can wish for, you know, that people say their last goodbyes and pay their respects and really, you know, give her honor for the person that she was and is in all of our hearts. Anyway, so I have been working out. I just haven't been recording. It just seems like it's just less and less time. I don't know what's happened to my time after the workout, but I've just been trying to gather my breath and making sure that I'm rested and that I'm eating well. And I swear, if I don't do meal prep on Sundays, it's just really hard to try to do it during the week. So I'm just doing the best I can, and I think I did pretty good last week. But I have been working out 5 days a week for the past 5 weeks. Today is the last week, so I'm gonna do my best to get in Monday through Friday. If it so happens that it spills over to Saturday, that's okay. But Saturday is my way out, and by that time, I should have already done 30 workouts. So I am really excited, although I sound really tired. I'm well rested. And yesterday, I just went straight to bed, and it was like about 6:30 p.m. And I woke up, I guess early for a lot of people on Saturday. I woke up at about 7:30 and started getting ready. I was eating and getting ready for my workout. And we did a lot of running. It was a different location today. And they don't do high fives there. It's kind of weird. I didn't really have like a formal welcome either, but that's okay. I felt right at home, and it was a really intense workout. I have what's called a Myzone. I think people use that similar to Orange Theory, where people wear this heart monitor band and a little apparatus, and they you could either Bluetooth it with your phone, or if you're at a center that supports that, you could actually see your name up on the board. So I am entered into what's called a March Madness for this challenge that I'm on. And we're at the gym, I guess there's always incentives to keep people going. And I love that. I love that, because in a regular gym, I don't have anybody calling me. I could be, you know, not there for 6 months and nobody calls me, nobody emails me, nobody says, hey, or when are you gonna come to the gym? You know, we've got this going on, or you know, that we've got some new classes, or you know, there's nobody calls me. I was part of a gym. It's really expensive when I was in the Bay Area, and it just was really out of the way to get there. And there was only one gym in the area. And so obviously, with all the other excuses, that was one of them. It was too far. It was too far to go. And the traffic was really bad to get there. So, and I don't really like showering at the gym. And especially now since I'm doing the, you know, bath after. Which, any of our connection with water is really going to serve us. You know, it's a way that our mind resets and our body, relaxes. You ever go to the beach and just like take a nap? So relaxing. Now I know why I don't mind washing the dishes by hand, because it's our connection with water. And it's just, in some sense, it's kind of like just being home, you know, just relaxing in our body. And I think that's what a lot of people miss out on. But any body of water. I loved going fishing with my dad because we were in the stillness of the water and, you know, just surrounded by nature the whole day, and just bonding with my dad. It was nice. My idea of fishing is going out early in the morning. My dad has Spam sandwiches. He made them on this special roll and put salt and pepper, like they do, you know, in the sandwich places. He'd make a big chunk of cheese in there and mayo and probably some mustard. I can't remember exactly, but they were so good. And some soup and whatever, you know, warm drink. I don't remember if we had tea or whatever, but it was so nice to go out with my dad. I'll never forget it. And anyway, so yeah, just being in the water, being near the water, seeing the water, so soothing and so you know, serene, right? Tranquil. It really calms us. And so it's important to be exposed to the water whenever you have a chance, even if it is just washing dishes that day. anyway, so going back to the workout, yeah, it was a good workout today. I did not wear my MyZone, which is that heart monitor, which I really regret not sticking it in my car, but I completely forgot. My mind has just been on, you know, helping with the memorial service, and I did have a chance to sneak in a lunch with my BFF before going, or actually I can't remember the whole details of the day. I think, yeah, we went to lunch before going, but during the week prior to all of this, we had lunch and we had a chance to talk about things, and so everything just really worked out great. She took my advice for a lot of things. You know, there's a lot of family things going on, and just, you know, keeping things together and keeping things on track. I think she just did an awesome job, and, you know, it was so nice to see and meet her family. There's a lot of family that I already knew or just newly was introduced to, or, you know, I had seen maybe over 30 years ago, and it was really nice to see everyone again, and everybody was in good spirits. I thought it might be a little bit strange to take photos, but it was a really nice occasion that, you know, a lot of people haven't seen each other for so long. And really the support and love of everybody was just really, really sweet and endearing to see all of that. So I had a really good talk with my BFF's daughter. She's about 25. So really nice, you know, taking advantage of family and family time. The last gathering I did was for the Chinese New Year, and I had a great talk with my nephew, and you know, really connected. And so it's so interesting how much we can learn from people from all ages. You know, sometimes when we reach a certain age, or maybe some people have that you know, experience under their belt, and they think that a youngster is not going to, you know, help in any way with their life or their journey. But we can learn so much from people of all ages, and I think that's the beauty of just being open and, you know, just really showing love for and really trying to connect in any way possible. Just try to connect with people, because we can learn so much when we connect with people. And that's, you know, that's what I'm learning. And I think, you know, especially for young ones making their way in life, in some sense they feel like, you know, they know everything. In other ways, they are seeking, and for those who really connect with them, they listen, and for those who really connect with them, we listen. And it's just such a beauty of, you know, this cycle of life, how we can really uplift each other's souls and spirits by connecting. And so I had a wonderful chance to meet with her daughter and talk about really deep things. And, you know, a lot of times people, when they are deep, they don't really talk a lot about the things that they are deep with, because they don't really feel like people will understand them. So that's what happens, I think, sometimes with a lot of young ones, is that they're quiet, or maybe even adults, right? They're quiet. We're quiet. I was quiet until, you know, the more I speak, the more that I connect with people on a whole new level, and I learn not to be quiet. That there's no reason for me to be quiet, because there are others out there who don't know, either they don't know, or they have something to contribute from their experience, or they ask thought-provoking questions that help me to seek more about clarity and about the things that I see and that I know and that I love to share and pass on. So that is the beauty of life. That's the beauty of truly connecting and not having our defenses up. You know, sometimes it's necessary to have our defenses up, right? But for people who really want to connect with you, there's so much that you can learn from them. And when we see people on a human level, even, you know, so much more that we can learn, because we're not into the labels, we're not into the judging, we're not into the categories of things. You know, people love to put people in categories. Oh, he's just this way, or he or she is just that way, you know, just call her that label, whatever, you know, it might be. And honestly, you know, that those are just opinions, right? So for the book, it's called The Four Agreements, and it talks about the Toltec belief and practice that they learn and they pass down to all of the, you know, their kids and many generations is not to take things personally. And that, I swear to you, has saved my life, because it's so easy for us to try to interpret people and not connect with them, right? It's so easy for us to do that. We think we know. And honestly, we don't. We don't really know. And I think it's really good for us to be with a curious mindset, to find out new information and really listen and really try to feel and really, you know, get kind of, you know, put yourself in that person's shoes and their way of thinking even. Because how do you even know what their way of thinking is if you don't really know them? And it's important for us to do that, to find something that we could talk to our children, that we could talk to our loved ones about, and really, you know, get into, you know, who they are. And as I always say, who we are. Who are we? Right? So one of the things that my BFF's daughter, she said, and I'll just call her Jenny, just to protect the innocent. I don't know if she's going to be listening or not, but regardless, I'd rather, you know, I don't have permission to say people's names, so that's okay. Anyway, I'll just call her Jenny. So Jenny runs a workshop, and part of it is with couples. And she says, she asks them, who are you? And so they say, oh, I'm a mom, I'm this and that. But you know what? Those are all labels. When we really know who we are, what we stand for, where we're going, you know, really, like, what is in our heart? What is in our soul? What do we want? What things serve us? What our beliefs are? You know, those things are who we are. You know, if we're a giver, we really need to take care of ourselves and give to ourselves. That's part of giving. When we are a lover, we do the same thing. We give love. And that was, you know, the beauty of my BFF's mom. She was unconditional in the love that she gave. She raised some of her nieces and nephews. And I know some people who do this. And you know, everybody said she never complained. There was never anything negative that I remember ever whenever I talked to her. And she was always in such a inquisitive mode, you know? Not in the lecturing mode, but an inquisitive, loving mode, and just so giving and so amazing. Such a beautiful model, you know, to follow, because that is my belief, is that we really need to give back. When we learn our true gifts, we really need to give back. So that was one of my questions, because I have been really trying to tap in to me, my spirit, my soul, and my purpose. And I know it's to impart my knowledge and my experiences and my lessons that I've learned. You know, sometimes we can learn from other people and avoid that stress or that certain thing. And sometimes they're just things we need to learn on our own. I had a friend ask me, how can she help someone who's afraid of change? That's a really good question. So I asked her, well, what kind of change, you know, just so that I can get a better scope of that person and what she's asking. Because if it's change of like job, for example, I can't say that's necessarily easy, but it's pretty specific, right? Or if it's change in a boyfriend, they're not married yet, you know, that could be easily identified with certain things that maybe they're not the right person, or maybe they are the right person, and maybe, you know, there's some adjustments that need to be made on both sides, or a discussion that they need to have. But she was just asking in general, what kind of things would I suggest? Because she knows that I've been through my journey and, you know, continuing to move on, press on, to move forward, to get past any obstacles. And she sees that I've been doing really well with that. So she asked me, and I'm very honored that she asked. But at the same time, you know, there's only so much that we could do, even if it is a good friend or even if it is a friend. There's only so much we can do because they need to want to change themselves. Such as we're not able to force someone to quit alcohol or to quit drugs or to quit cigarette smoking. You know, sometimes people need to go to rehab. They need to go to a place where they have support, or they need to, you know, have like a one-on-one counseling. So I just asked some key questions about her friend, and it was just in general. She sees that, you know, her friend is not good with change. And of course, you know, when we're not good with change, we feel kind of stuck, right? So that's where her compassion for her friend came from, was that she sees her friend stuck and she's afraid of doing certain things. So my answer to her, because it was just in general, my answer to her was that there's a lot of, this could be really a lot of layers involved, and it could be really difficult to help someone out because it's more than just one thing, you know, it's a combination of things, and she really needs to see a professional. So that was my answer. And when someone is really seeking, they will find. I was one of those persons. I didn't want to live the life that I was living, and I kept seeking, and I kept praying, and I kept manifesting, and I kept moving on for the things that served me. And that's what really helped me through, because, you know, sometimes we get so lost in life, in relationships, in ourselves, in society, in our, you know, groups or work or, you know, kids. Sometimes people are in a parent sandwich generation where they have kids and they also have parents that they're taking care of. They don't really take care of themselves. And regardless what your situation is, you always need to take care of yourself. And for some people who are so giving, so loving, that might be feeling very selfish. Someone once said that in order to be selfless, sometimes we need to be selfish. I'm not sure if I even like that word, you know, selfish. Because it seems like we're just thinking about ourselves. However, when we're thinking about a balance in life, we're thinking about everything. How do we keep everything in a balance? That also means us. So the kids, the work, the workout, the healthy eating, the, you know, whatever else, right? The flushing the toxins, the this and that. People just get exhausted because they haven't done it yet, or they haven't gotten into the habit of doing it. They haven't gotten to the routine of doing things. And it all starts by just one thing. A beautiful quote from Martin Luther King. I don't know it word for word, but he says that even though you cannot see the staircase, you need to just take the step. Just that one step, right? One step forward. You might not be able to see the whole staircase, but as long as you take that one step. So just like my workout, I don't really know, like, you know, how to motivate myself and stay active, stay moving, stay, you know, working during the workout. So I found something that works for me. I work out with a group of people. Today it's got to be at least 40 people on a Sunday working out, and it was marvelous. And I know that the half of it is just showing up, and that's what I told my BFF's daughter. I said, you know, I found that works for me. She knows about the system, and I said, yeah, I guess I found that it works for me, because a regular gym, I don't have anybody calling me and, you know, motivating me. I had a coach call me at the gym where I go, and he's like, is everything okay? And I said, yeah. I said, I just slept in a little bit. I hit the alarm a little bit too many times to snooze. And I happened to wake up late, and so he called me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be going tonight. So, you know, I already had my backup plan in order, and that's pretty much all he wanted to hear, that I was okay, and that everything was all good, because I signed up for the class and I didn't go. So it's so important that we have accountability for ourselves, because when it comes to other people, we're like, oh, I can't be late, I have to be there, right? But for ourselves, it's like, oh, I could just not go, or I could just go to sleep, I could just this and that, because we don't have an accountability partner for ourselves. So I have an accountability partner for the gym now, and she wasn't feeling well on Thursday and Friday, but she just wasn't getting enough sleep and not feeling good. And she happened to go to work out on Thursday, but I knew that my Thursday was going to be really busy, because it's a busy time for us at work, and I was not able to go. I did not have the energy to go. I haven't been sleeping enough. And, you know, all of this has really been on my mind for my my BFF's mom's event, and I didn't want to let her down. And, you know, when we're letting other people down, we're really letting ourselves down, right? Because we don't feel good when we let other people down. But we're different when it comes to ourselves. I don't know how or why that works, but we're different when it comes to ourselves. And then we just beat ourselves up, you know, if we don't go or we don't do something. Either that, if we don't beat ourselves up, then we're too lenient on ourselves, saying, it's okay. You know, like, you know, one cheat day, then every day a cheat day after that. And it's like, oh, I can make this up later, whatever. But if you have an accountability partner, someone to keep you accountable for your goals, you have that person just kind of, you know, really rooting you on and encouraging you and you know, helping you through. And it feels good once you accomplish things. So I just want to say today to really take time for yourself and not be so hard on yourself if there's something that you're not able to accomplish. Because sometimes we may put too much on ourselves. Or in, you know, some cases, whereas my friend, she, my swole sister, she was unable to make it on Friday. Actually, she was awake. I was checking because she actually wanted to go 4:30 in the morning on Friday, but I said, you know what, it's going to be a long day for me. I am going to save my energy and I'm just going to go at 5. And that was okay, you know. And she hadn't gotten a lot of sleep. She wasn't feeling good. And I said, don't go if you're not feeling good, because you need to listen to your body. I know your mind wants to go, of course, but you know, your body needs to have some rest. And I said, don't feel guilty about it. You're really, you know, taking care of yourself. Sometimes you need to take that break, right? So she wanted to go because she wasn't going to be able to go on the weekend. But I said, don't worry about those things, because when you really need to take care of yourself, you need to take care of yourself. I mean, there's no really other option. And that's, you know, the important to have somebody just to say, you know what, it's okay. I know, you know, she went like 4 times during the week. And she's not on the same challenge I am right now. I'll be done this week. But as I was saying, this challenge is, it's losing 5% body fat. And at 3 weeks, I was losing, you know, almost 3% body fat. But that slowed down in the past couple weeks. I didn't lose, and you know, 1 a week. So, you know, our bodies, we're not machines, and we can't tell it, you know, to punch in a number and it calculate to get to that number. It's, we're living human beings. It's just like a plant. You need to really, you know, check the leaves, check the roots. And the roots are kind of like our insides. So I was giving someone an example about orchids. I said, the orchids are so beautiful, you know, like when you buy them, they're gorgeous. And anyway, sometimes after the blossoms leave us, we need to maintain the plant. The plant is still alive. Orchids are very mysterious for people who don't really work with them or know anything about them, because they think that they should always be blooming, but there's only certain periods of time where they bloom, and then the other periods of time is just kind of, you know, maintenance. It's just a plant, a living thing that we need to keep alive. And in order for us to keep it alive, we need to figure out what kind of needs it has. So it may look green and beautiful, but we don't know what kind of needs it needs. We don't know what it requires from us. The only way we know what it requires is if we pull up the roots and we take a look at the roots. Sometimes the roots, they look like they could be healthy, but maybe they're dead, so we need to cut them off. And for a lot of people, to cut off roots is difficult. So a water test is to run the roots under the water, and then you could see which roots are healthy. Those roots are the green roots. And the other roots that are not healthy or are dead or are dying, the ones that need to be cut off, those are brown or like a straw color, they're brown. So the ones I've turned green, obviously, we need to be very careful with those roots and make sure that, you know, they're handled correctly. The other roots, we just cut them off and we throw them away. And they're no use for us. They don't serve us anymore. Even though there's plenty of roots, if they don't turn green, they will eventually ruin the plant. They could ruin the plant because the plant is not getting the nutrients that it needs from the roots. Then there are aerial roots. If you've ever seen orchids, you see these like crazy little roots growing out of the dirt. And what they do is they photosynthesize. So they make food for the plants, and they're also seeking the moisture in the air. And all of this I learned from YouTube, reading and YouTube. And also my mom was the orchid whisperer, but she didn't do anything fancy. She just had the orchid in its right spot, left it alone, watered it, and sprayed it only when it needed it, and that was it. She let it just, you know, flourish on its own. If you don't know anything about orchids, sometimes that they can be root-bound, and they need to be repotted. So I recently, I have in my lifetime, repotted 3 orchids, and they're all doing very well. I found a spot for them to just chill out, and all of the energy is from within the orchid, and it just uses the sun and the water and the nutrients, you know, from the sun and the water to grow, to really put forth, new leaves. And with those new leaves, there's more food, right? Because of the photosynthesis and new roots. And it goes through this whole process of anchoring itself and growing and adapting. And then soon enough, it'll grow a shoot, which is called a spike. And then from that spike, that's where the blossoms come. But when we're moving it and overwatering it and underwatering it and trying to fertilize it and trying to this and that, we're really disrupting the whole system of the nature of the orchid. So we need to really be mindful of what we're doing. In order for us to know what it needs, we need to learn about it. And that's what I did. But I do liken this to ourselves. And every time that I look at the roots of people, I connect with them and see what's really going on inside. And I love to do that because then I could identify the healthy roots and then the unhealthy roots. Then I can suggest to them what to do with the unhealthy roots, because those are the ones that need to be cut off and thrown away, because eventually those roots will cut off. If we don't cut off those roots or those people or those things in our lives, if we don't cut them off, they will cut us off from ourselves, from our life and our connection with other people. So we need to cut those roots off. And we also need to do the test. Run it on under the water. So for a lot of people, They already know, right? Inside, they already know. Sometimes they just need to have that that assurance from others that they trust, to give them that sound advice to cut off those roots, right? Sometimes they need that guidance to know how much to water. Sometimes they need to know what will really feed, you know, us. What will really uplift us? What will really make us feel good? Sometimes we get into life where we feel like we are so scared of anything new, maybe like my friend's friend, that we forget how it feels to be happy. And I really feel for those people because I've been there. And I couldn't even remember what types of things made me happy because I had a bad root. And sometimes you can get root rot with the plants. And it could actually destroy the whole plant. Or you could get fungus or bugs who are eating away. You know, all of those things are like life, right? Because on the surface, the person may look great. But we don't know what's really inside until we look at the roots. And those are the things that are so important, that we take the time for our children, for our friends, for our, you know, our loved ones. We need to take the time and see what those roots are. We need to look at ourselves and see what roots are healthy. And then we need to just maintain our life in that lifestyle. So as I say, every time we have choices, choices will help us build up habits, good habits that will help us build up beautiful routines, things that will serve us. And when we're in a routine, we get off of a routine, we know what helps us get in balance again because we know what works. Then it becomes a lifestyle. So all of these are important to consider because that is where we bloom. That is where we grow, you know, that maintenance phase where we're just in our spot and the sun is just giving us our food and we have this beautiful person watering us, right? Those are all the beautiful people in our lives that water us and shower us with love and their, you know, devotion. And those are the people that are healthy roots. Now, there becomes other people who do it too much, and then it becomes unhealthy, but that's okay because we still love these people. It's just certain things we need to communicate to them that, you know, it's not okay. There's certain things that I think that are okay, and if I ask, or somebody offers, and I make that choice to accept it, that's my choice. And really, everything is always our choice. Whether you feel like you're forced to do it or not, you still have the choice to say no. Cute thing. There's a lot of things that went on with my BFF, and I kind of shared it with my workmate, and she said, sometimes you just have to say no and let it go. And I'm like, oh my God, that is so awesome. I love it. Because in life, sometimes it's like that. We need to say no and then let it go. It's okay. We don't always need to do whatever somebody says we should do. Whenever it's a should. You really need to think twice about that, because we shouldn't have to do anything that we don't want to do, right? But you know, we also need not to be so resistant to things because, you know, that person may be giving us some advice out of love, out of their heart, out of their experience. And when we're so resistant to things, that's not good either. But when we're so into doing everything, then we become pleasers and we're not really listening to ourselves and what's good for us. It's okay to say, you know what? I totally recognize that that is your belief, but it's not mine. And you know, I'm not really sure what mine is yet. And that's okay. And so we need to keep a really good balance. We need to keep ourselves in check and also be considerate of others as well, because they have their own life. They have their own journey. For that friend who asked me about her friend and about being afraid of doing new things, hey, I've totally been there. And people who know me and see me, and even if you know me only through here, you'd probably never guess that, because I would have not done a podcast, right? If I was so afraid of new things. But I'm still working on it. I am working on being seen, being heard, and being limitless. And that's part of it. I'm not perfect. There's no such thing as being perfect. Unless you're editing and editing and editing and editing. And anyway, perfect is only your own opinion or other people's opinion of what you're projecting. But nobody's perfect. Everybody always has their stuff. And even though they're not going through it themselves, other people are going through it that they know. And that, you know, they're supporting, hopefully. And they're showing love and you know, really love and support. As long as people know that you're there for love and support, sometimes that's all they need to get through. So, you know, really think about those roots. You do the test, you cut them off, say no, and let it go. I love that. Because we always want to be nice, but if we're really not into it, we're really not being nice. Because we're lying. If we're not into doing something or, you know, agreeing, and we're really in disagreement, we're lying. And who are we lying to? We're lying to ourselves. So anyway, it's good that you self-reflect and, you know, make your choices of things that serve you and let go of the things that don't serve you. Pretty simple. Life is pretty simple that way. But people make it complicated because they say, oh, what about this? What about that? What about that? But if I do this, then this. And, you know, those things are okay to consider, but it doesn't mean that it's the truth. And people love the truth. Even though they say they don't want to know, you know, people love the truth because it's always keeping us in check. And I think it's just so important that, you know, if there are things that are not important, it's no use for you to have them cluttered in your mind. Your environment needs to be uncluttered. Your mind needs to be uncluttered. Everything needs to have beautiful chi flow. We need to get rid of all of our toxins because that just holds a myriad of things and causes our hormones to go so crazy that we get off balance. And then we wonder why we're crazy because we don't keep that maintenance phase that we need to do in order for us to bloom. And like I said, for the orchid, sometimes we just need to leave it alone.
you know, people are so fussy and they try to overwater it, they try to do this, they try to do that, fertilize it, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, God, just leave it alone. So I am so in tune with my orchids. I could actually hear them drink. I know that sounds crazy, but when I when I water my orchids, I can hear. Like they're so thirsty and so thankful for the sun, for this, you know, beautiful earth, this environment, the new house that they have. And we need to show the same kind of gratitude towards life. And then we would be happy. That's what life is all about. We're happy. We give that joy to other people. And they're happy too. This beautiful energy. Because we are energy. Anyway. Alright, so say no, let it go. You don't need to say yes to everything. Minimize, minimize, minimize. Focus on the things that are important. Really try to connect with yourself. Take care of yourself. And connect with others, you know? Take time. Take time to ask questions. Take time to show your love. And unconditional love. Take time to do that with those important people in your life. Do you think about every day how you could change up something different and continue to move forward? Because once we're stuck, we just feel paralyzed. And we need to keep that flow. Like the water, we need to keep that flow. Even Bruce Lee said to be like water. Now I get it, because we need to keep that flow. That's what chi is all about, you know? Water is, it's shapeless, it's formless, but it's like, it's so, it can be very soothing, and it could also drown us, right? So we need to keep that balance, but we need to keep that flow, and we need to keep that, the right amount, just the right amount for everything. Okay, my loves. I know I was like kind of serious. I'm just chilling out right now. Do a little bit of meditation before I get out of this bath. But it's so lovely to be here with you. And that was sort of the thing that I talked to about my about people who see things that other people don't see. And one of the things that my BFF's daughter told me, that Jenny told me, she said that I need to share it in my way to other people. And I told her I had the podcast, so she was really excited because she's like, oh my God, that's so awesome. Anyway, this is my way. And I hope there's some gem of something that will help you today. Okay. All right. Love you all. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been awesome. And take, you know, that test. People call it litmus test. Take that water test to your roots and just see what things you need to cut off. And I swear to you, it's like night and day when you're able to do it. Figure out a way to do it. There's always a way. Figure it out. And what serves you. And then you'll grow new roots. Beautiful, healthy roots. And then you'll be able to blossom. Okay. Love you all. We all have challenges. Figure out a way how to get through them. You could do it. I know you can. Okay. All right. Bye. Ciao for now.